Begin the current daf Masech the Baba Basra daf Lamed Aleph. Begin at the top line of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the theme of the previous dafim, talking about different incidents that from there gets highlighted the dispute between two different people regarding the chazaka that an individual has regarding this karka. So the Gemara begins, Ze Omer Shel Avosai. This person said that this land was from my fathers, and moreover, as the Bach adds, he's saying Vachalte Shnei Chazaka, and I've been eating this produce for many years. I've already proven my chazaka, my possession of this land. Ze Omer Shel Avosai. And the other person, and as the Rashbam points out, this was an actual incident, as will be obvious later on, he says that, no, this was my father's land. So each one is saying that it's his father's land that he inherited from his fathers. Now, hai aisi sahadi de avosaihi. One guy brings witnesses to prove that this was actually his father's land and that he had inherited from his father. V'hai aisi sahadi de ach l'shnei chazaka. And the other one brought witnesses that he has been eating from this field for already 3 years, that he's already shown a chazaka, presumption that this is his field. So Amar Rabbi, he said as follows, what's the halacha? One person has witnesses showing that it's from his father's, other one has witnesses showing that he's been eating this for 3 years. So Rabbi says, ma loy l'shaker, which that's a term used for what's called a type of a migui, which gives claim and credence to what the person's claiming that we should believe him. Why should the one who has done a chazaka, meaning he's been on this field for more than 3 years, eating the produce, why should he lie in what he's claiming that this was his father's and he inherited from his father's, even though the other guy has witnesses saying it's his father's, but why we should believe the guy who is saying that actually it's from his father, even though he's not bringing witnesses regarding that, because of the fact that he is muchzik in it. Why? Because Iboy Amalei, if he wanted to, that's what's called the Kayach HaTayna, which is, you have the ability, I could have said this, therefore what I am saying, why should you think I'm lying? Iboy Amalei, if he wanted, he could have told the other guy, Minach Sevanta, I bought this field from you. You're right. You have witnesses proving it was from your father's, and it's true, and not only did your father had it, you had it, but I bought it from you. And to prove it to you, I even went and I bought it from you. And now, I've already been eating from this field already for more than 3 years. And therefore, I don't have to bring any documentation anymore. I'm believed to say I bought it from you because no one has said a protest over the last 3 years that I've been in this field. And therefore, it says, Rabba, based on this migui, we believe the guy who's not even saying that he bought it from him. We believe in the fact that he says that, no, I didn't buy it from you, I had it from my father's. You have witnesses, you're a father. I don't know what to do. Maybe they're liars. I don't know what they're doing. But the point is that I have a chazaka that I'm going to believe because I could have said something else that I for sure would have been believed. So even though I'm saying something that still leaves it open, that's therefore because of that kayach hatayna, that migo of ma'al l'shaker, we believe him. And then Amalei Abaye, his student, said to him, ma'al l'shaker, this claim, this migo of saying that we believe what he's saying because he could have said something else, but mokum aid them when they contradict witnesses, lawyer mean that we don't say. In other words, through this migo of ma'al l'shaker, he's not going to get the rights in this land. Why? Because there are witnesses who contradict him, who they say that's not true. He's saying that it's his father's. He doesn't have any witnesses regarding that. He only has witnesses that he's been on this land for 3 years. Now, that he could have said that he bought it from that guy. Fine, but we're not going to believe him in the claim that he's saying, which is the kayach hatayna only gives a strength and fortitude to what he actually is saying, but what he actually is saying is being contradicted by witnesses. He's saying it's his father. How can you say that when this guy has witnesses that it was his father's? So therefore, it actually, as Rashbam explains, makes that he doesn't even have a chazaka. The reason for that is because we say many times in this parak that a chazaka has to have a taina with it. Just being on there for 3 years doesn't help. It's just that actually gives support for his claim, what he's claiming. Now, what's he claiming? If he would claim he bought it from the guy, fine, he would believe. But he's not saying that. He's claiming that it's from his father's. Now, that's a lie. What do you mean a lie? Because he has witnesses that contradict. You're not believed in regards to witnesses. Now, although you could have said something, which is called a ma'al l'shaker, that you would have been believed to say that, yeah, the witnesses are right. It was your father. It was yours, but I bore from you. but that's not going to help for the claim that he's actually making to give fortitude to that, which the claim is saying that that's in contradiction to the witnesses where it was from his own father. And therefore, now, halacha is like Abaye, because as will shortly be proven, that Rabbi agreed to this claim of Abaye, that you're right, he's not believed. That doesn't give him an emunas, a belief, because it's in contradiction to the witnesses. Now, the story continues, and Hadar Amalei, and that is because they wanted to create a loss for the guy who had been on the field already for 3 years, like Abai had said, where we don't believe him in his taina that he's saying and his claim that it was from his father, because it's been contradicted by the other person who has witnesses that it was his father. So therefore, he had to go out and make a counterclaim. And the Rashbam says this idea that we just mentioned before, that it's obvious from the Gemara that it says Amar Le Abaye, and it doesn't say Abaye Amar, that Abaye was refuting what Rabbah had said and not just saying another opinion. So everyone agreed to what Abaye had said, and therefore he wasn't going to be believed. He was going to go to the one who had witnesses that was his father. So the one who had brought witnesses that he was a Muchzik, that he's been here for 3 years, who he was going to lose the case now because it was B'makam Edim, so he went and then said to the other guy as follows. He says, look, in, yes, the Avasachi, you're right, and I'm not believed to contradict witnesses, it was your father's. But, the Zvinta and the Gir says, Minayu, but I bought it from them. I bought it from your parents. Now, V'haidu Amaloch the Avasi, now this that I told you, that it was, I got it from my father's, which I'm not believed to say that because you have witnesses it was your father. It just meant, the Samachli Allah Kad Avasi. It just meant that I relied and I was so confident on this land as if it was something I had inherited from my fathers. Now, of course I didn't really inherit from my fathers, because we all know, because as witnesses, that you inherited from your fathers. But since I had taken possession on this land and it was so quiet and silent and had witnesses that have been there for more than 3 years and I knew I bought it from your fathers, so that's what I meant to say was my father's, meaning it was just something that I'm so confident on, like as if I inherited. But of course I didn't mean it was my father's. And therefore, he made this claim, which would then ameliorate the contradiction that it is from the other guy's witnesses. Because it's true, it was from your father, but I bought it from your father. And I know I said my father, I meant that it was so confident like that. Now, that's the Gemara's question regarding this counterclaim that he made. Tayin v'chazer v'tayin. Could a person make a claim in court regarding something that he had already made a claim, and then go back and then reactivate, meaning to clarify what he had said in a different way, where here he had first said that it's his father's, and then he comes back and after he's refuted because the guy's witnesses, he goes, no, I mean to say that it's, I'm confident, like as if it's my father's. Or can he not make a claim and then go back and make another claim? Because you already said it's your father's. Now, you can't go ahead now and say that something else where you're admitting that it was not your father's, that it was his father's, but you were just confident like it was your father. What's the halacha now with regarding this counterclaim? So it's a machlekes in the Gemara. Ula Amar, Ula said, Tayin, a person can make a claim in court, whatever it is that he wants to claim, v'chayzer, and then afterwards he could go back, v'tayin, and then he could go ahead and claim other things to resolve and explain his original statement. Even though, and this is the main idea in this Gemara, that it contradicts what he had originally said a little bit. Because like in this case, although he said, Davhasi, that it's my father's, he then later explained, I didn't really mean it's my father's, it means I relied on it as if it was something inherited from my father's. So Ula says he can do that. Now, Dai Amri, they say, no, you cannot make a claim and then go back and make another claim. In other words, everyone agreed, you cannot make a total contradictory claim. That once a person makes a claim, he can't go ahead. But what the machlekes is regarding something that it's not a different claim. It really is, it's fitting into the words, but it's really a contradiction on some level because it's not exactly what you said. It's just what would be called like a deichik, like a just contrived, but it fits in. So Ula says you could do that, and Ardoi says you cannot do that. Now, but the Gemara now makes two qualifications in both Ula and Ardoi where they agree to the other side. Umaydi Ula, and Ula agrees that even though that we believe this guy, who, when he says, yes, it's true, it really was your father's, but I went and I meant to say it was like as if from my father's, that if originally when he made the claim, initially, the first time, that Heichad Amalei, where he said to him and he specified, Shalavoisai veloy shalavoisacha, he didn't just say, oh, it's my father's. He said, it's my father's and not your father's. There, the ain't a tayin b'chayz of a tayin. There, you cannot make a claim and then make a counterclaim. This claim that, oh, I relied on it like as if it was something I inherited from my father's, because here it's totally uprooting his original claim that he said. Because originally he was saying it's not your father's. Now he's saying, no, it really was your father. That you can't do. And says Rashbam, that's the halacha, because as the Gemara paskins later on, like Ula. Now, moreover, a second qualification in Ula is v'heichad avakoi beidina b'loy tayin. if he was in court and he did not make a claim to explain and resolve, like let's say this idea about the avasai, I didn't really mean my father's, it means I was confident like it was my father's. He didn't make that claim in court. Now, v'asa me'avroi v'toyin, then he went out of court, and then he came back into court. And then he said, no, what I meant to say was like, he said like this. There, in the chayz of a time, there he cannot come back and make a counterclaim, where, again, like in this case, where it's a slight contradiction to really what he originally said. Now, my time, why is that different? Tanase agmere, because then we say that his friends and his relatives and his lawyers had to then explain to him what he should say, but it's very likely that it's a lie, and therefore we don't believe him. When it's in court and he never left, then he could say, no, what I meant to say was like this and that. But if he had gone out, even Ula agrees that he can't come back in now and make a counterclaim, even what he could try to fit into his original statement. Now, so to Umaydi Nardoi. Nardois also agree in two situations, that Hecha de Omarle, where this guy who originally had said that it was my father's, and then he comes back and his counterclaim is, Shalavoy Sai, yeah, when I said it was my father's, Shalakum Avisecha, who had purchased from your father's, oh, that there, the Chayz of Atayin. There he could go back and make that counterclaim, and he is believed. And the reason for that is because in this situation, he's not totally uprooting his original statement that he had said. He's just adding on, because he's still holding with what he said that he inherited from his father. But it's not contradicting what that guy had said, and he has witnesses that it was his father. He says, you're right. We're both right. And therefore, I end up winning because my father, who I inherited from, bore from your father's. Now, since, moreover, that he's been there already and he has a chazakah in his field for 3 years, so therefore we give it to him, because this is a chazakah, she'eshi mataina. He has a chazakah with a claim, because, as we said originally in the Gemara, mat l'shaka, why should he lie? Because if he wanted, he could have just said that I bought it from you, and I have eaten already the produce for 3 years. So even when he says that it was my father who bought from your father, he's going to be believed. And moreover, because that doesn't contradict what he originally said, that actually fits in very well with his original statement, and he's not being contradicted anymore by the witnesses. Now, Rashbam just points out, although that later on in this parak, the Gemara tells us regarding a Yerush inheritor, that he does not need to have a claim, because he as long as he was a muksik in this field for 3 years, that he doesn't have to say how his father got it. I don't know. I don't know the time. I've just been there 3 years and I got it from my father. But he needs to prove at least that his father lived there for one day. So on that says Rashbam, that here he doesn't have to bring witnesses that his father took possession of this at all ever. The reason for that is because here he has a taina. He has a full-fledged taina. And he's saying that, yeah, because my father bought it from your father. So therefore, since he has a chazakah, shesh mitayna, he doesn't have to even prove that his father was there for one day. There in the Yairish, where he does not have a taina, then he has to at least have proof that his father lived there for one day. Here where he has a taina, he has a legitimate claim saying, yeah, I know my father got it. He bought it from your father. Then he doesn't even have to prove that his father was there even for one day. And the second thing that Nardoi agrees to is v'hecha d'ishtoi mili avroi, which is the inverse similar to what Ula had admitted to, where if originally out of court, they had been discussing the deposition that before he came into court, they were discussing outside. Now, v'loitan, he didn't make the claim what he's now claiming in court, and v'as lebe din v'tan, but then when he comes into court, he does make these types of claims, which are totally uprooting what they had been discussing and what he said out of court. That there the Nardoi agreed that the chayz of v'tan, that then he could go ahead and make a counterclaim that's not like what he said outside. My time, what's the reason? It's because Avet Inish de le Megali Tanasi El Beidina. It's very normal for a person not to reveal his true claims until he actually comes into court itself. The reason for that is because he doesn't want his disputant to learn and get the inside scoop of what his claims are going to be, because then they're going to prepare responses to refute what he's saying. And therefore, even though he didn't make these claims outside, he can make a totally different claim once he gets into court, and that's the halacha. Now, the Rashbam points out, but this is only by generic claims. But if, let's say, out of court, he had said explicitly in front of witnesses that I owe this person a mana, so then he admitted, and then of course he cannot totally deny that, even in court. That's already something that he admitted to. But if he's just saying claims and saying, you said this, and I said this, and he comes to court and says something totally different, he's allowed to do that. Now, the Gemara concludes this discussion. Omar Meimar says, Ano Nardo, Ano. He says, I am from Nardo. And I hold the toin, that a person could make a claim, and then he could go ahead and make a counterclaim. In other words, he's saying that I disagree regarding what is quoted from the Nardoyans, that they hold you could not, I hold that you could. And Behilchas Allah is toin b'chayz of a toin, that a person could make a claim and then go back and make another claim, where again, similar to the discussion in our story, in our Gemara, which at least rectifies his original claim, where although it contradicts a little bit, as long as it doesn't really totally uproot it, as we said before, that's going to be valid to make another tain. Of course, if you totally contradict, that's not. And then there are different exceptions where if you went outside, then you came back in, like that case, you're not going to be believed either. But if it's just explaining that, say, oh, when I said it was my father, like Ulad said, it means to say that I relied on it like I got my father. But yes, it was something that I had bought from you, or from your father, then that he will be believed. Now the Gemara moves on to the next story, continue on this theme of the previous dafin. This guy says that this field I inherited from my father, and as the Bach adds the words, and I've already eaten on this field for 3 years. And this guy says the exact same claim. Says, no, it's a field that I inherited from my father, and I've been eating on this field for 3 years. In other words, the 3 years that you claim you've been eating on it, I was eating it and not you. So each one is exactly diametrically opposed to the other one. They're each saying that I've been here for the past 3 years. I've been here the past 3 years. This is my father. No, this is my father. So, says the Gemara, the story was, this guy brought witnesses that it's from, he inherited from his father and he's been eating on the field for 3 years. And this guy brings witnesses that he's been eating on the field for the past 3 years. For those exact same 3 years that the first guy's witnesses, this guy has witnesses that contradict that pair of witnesses. So Amar Rav Nachman says that the testimony regarding consumption, meaning the years of chazakah, so those, that part of the testimony is going to be void. And the reason for that is because uki, you're going to place the testimony of this guy's achila, that his consumption of the past 3 years, lebahad achila, opposite the other person's pair of witnesses that claim that he has been eating on this for the past 3 years, and they contradict each other. So they negate each other and they cancel each other out. But says Rav Nachman, the uki ara becheskes avasa, but we will maintain that the land is in the chazaka of the one who has witnesses that he had inherited from his father, where that's not contradicted, that testimony still remains, and we put it in that guy's hands, because one guy had testimony that it was, he ate it for 3 years, the other one has testimony he ate it for 3 years, and the witnesses say he inherited from his father. That wasn't contradicted by the other one. So that part of the testimony is still maintained, so although the parts about the chazakah, they reject each other, but this guy still is remaining with testimony that was from his father, and therefore he retains the chazakah of the field. And that amalei Rava said to Rav Nachman, what do you mean? This is a contradicted pair of witnesses. In other words, since we have these two pairs that contradict each other, so one of them is definitely invalid. They're liars for whatever testimony they're ever going to say from now on. Now, since we cannot clarify who's the liar, we don't know. Each one is contradicting the other one. So, but it's not like only part of what he said we can't take. You can't take the whole witnesses. They might be pasla edus. And therefore, says Rava, no, we don't maintain it in anyone's possession. And because you can't prove it by the part that wasn't contradicted, whatever, a guy lies for one thing but not for the other thing, that makes him not a liar. He's a liar. He's not believed to be edus. We don't maintain even what he says regarding the chazakah of the father, and therefore it doesn't go to him. Now, Amalei, to that Rav Nachman responded, he says, what do you mean? Although that they're contradicted regarding the part about the consumption, about the chazakah, regarding the 3 year part where the other pair of witnesses are saying the opposite, but as we continue to Amud Bey, it says Rav Nachman, but regarding the part of the testimony that they're claiming that this guy inherited from his father, that they're not contradicted. That everyone agrees, very likely, that it was from this guy's father. And therefore, since that part is not contradicted, that should be maintained, and therefore that guy should get the land. So that's their machlokes. Says the Gemara, Lema Rav Rav Nachman, should we say that machlokes Rav Rav Nachman is bepluktid Rav Hun Rav Chizkiah Miflagi? Why? Because the machlokes as follows. Beis kiti edim ha-mekhisha zu-azu. Two pair of witnesses, they contradict each other regarding one testimony. So for example, let's say two people say testimony that this guy borrowed $100 from this guy. Now, a different pair of witnesses then come and contradict them and say, no, he didn't borrow anything from him, because on that day that you say that he borrowed from that guy, that borrower, who you're claiming was a borrower at least, was with us the entire day and he didn't borrow from anyone anything. Now, as the Rashbam explains, that such a testimony, the Torah does not believe the second group more than the first group. It's only by what's called Idus of Hazama, for example, where the second group says regarding the first group of witnesses that you, the witnesses, were with us on that day and you couldn't have seen the loan, that's called Hazama, that's a different halacha, that we believe the second group more than the first group. But in such a situation, they just contradict each other and they void each other. Now, so regarding such a case, Amar Rav Huna says, now, Zu ba b'fnei atzma u'me'ida. This pair of witnesses could come on their own and say testimony regarding other areas of testimony in the courts at a later point in time. In other words, because we don't assume that out of doubt that they're going to be puzzled. Because although one of these guys is definitely a liar because they're saying opposites, but we don't invalidate the pair of witnesses out of doubt. We maintain their chazakah as kosher witnesses. And so this other pair of witnesses could also come on their own at a later point in time and testify in a different testimonial. Now, but as Rashbam points out, the wording is precise, that each pair of witnesses could come on their own at a later point in time, but to take one from this pair, another from this pair, that you cannot combine them into one set of testimony, because for sure one of these pairs are puzzle. And so, but each one you'll say out of Suffolk that you can't. But if you can take one of each, then for sure you're going to have at least one that's going to be a puzzle, and therefore it's only going to have a half of Eidus. Now, the reason for Rav Huna why he holds that they could still say their Eidus in a different situation is because of what's called Uki Gavra Chazake. We maintain the Chazaka of Kashrus of the person, and we say that out of doubt we're not going to say that he's a puzzle of Eidus. Now, Rav Chizdam, he disagrees. He says, no, Bahadi Sadi Shakri Lamale, what am I doing with false liar testimony of witnesses, and therefore they're never allowed to say Eidus ever again, because he says based on the chazaka too, but he says uki memoina chazake, the person's money who is the defendant who they're trying to take money away from, his money retains its chazaka and we cannot remove it out of doubt because maybe the witness is apostle. That suffix cannot be made to the mummy mechazkasa. Rav Huna says the person maintains its chazaka, and Rav Huna says we say the money maintains its chazaka. So that's their machlekes. Says the Gemara, Lamer of Nachman, should we say that Rav Nachman, who we mentioned before, says that the witnesses are kosher regards to the element of saying that it's this guy inherited from his father, where although that they're contradicted on another element, which is regarding the point about the eating the years of Chazakah, but this is like a different testimonial regarding that other element, that other variable of inheriting from his father, which on that they weren't contradicted, Damak Rav Huna. That seemingly is like Rav Huna, who said that yes, even if a pair of witnesses is contradicted on one thing, but they're believed to say testimony on something else that they weren't contradicted. V'Rava Krav Chizda. And Rava is like Rav Chizda, said that no, you're totally puzzled. What am I doing with liars? Maybe you said a lie, you're not believed to say anything else. Here also, it's like Rav Chizda, where he says that on this point, you were refuted and contradicted, possibly a liar. So then on everything that you say, even regarding to obviously, you're not believed. Says the Gemara that Aliba the Rav Chizda, Kulam Ole Pligi. So regards to the opinion of Rav Chizda, no one's going to disagree that each one would want to say that I hold like Rav Chizda, because most definitely Rav Nachman cannot hold like Rav Chizda, because Rav Chizda, even regarding a different testimony, regarding a totally different area of witness, there he says that they're going to be puzzled, so for sure, regarding the testimony of he inheriting from his father, where in this testimony itself of this land, this witness was partially contradicted regarding a different element of the eating of Chazakah, for sure he would not hold that you could be believed like on that testimony itself, where for sure you're going to be contradicted if you're contradicted even on regarding other testimonies. Ki pligi alibi de Rav Huna. When could we say that there's a machlekes over here between Rav Nachman and Rava that they could be even disputing both and say that they hold like the opinion of Rav Huna? Why? Rav Nachman, Rav Huna. Rav Nachman would be very simply the one like Rav Huna, which Rav Huna says that, yeah, you contradict the one thing, fine. That we won't, out of doubt, believe you. But regarding other things, we would. That's like Rav Nachman who says, regarding the avasa part, we will believe you. But for Rava, he would tell you that no. I could even be like Rav Huna. Because ad kan lakam Rav Huna, where do we find Rav Huna says that you can be kosher in a different area? That's Eila Edis Acheres, for a totally different testimony. But for that testimony itself on that same piece of land where you were contradicted on one element of that law, even Rav Huna would agree that you're not believed regarding a different element of that same testimony. Therefore, there would be like Rava, where we don't say it goes to the one who says Avasa and Ochle Shnei Chazaka, which he's at least contradicted on the part of Ochle Shnei Chazaka. And says Rashbam that the halacha is like Rav Nachman, that you are kosher even regarding the part of Avasa, because as proven later on from the Gemara that we paskin the din based on his halacha, which was, as we'll see shortly, Anan Achsina Banan Sargilin, that they actually said that they based halacha based on what Rav Nachman said. So the Gemara, the story continues. So Hadr Aisi Sadi, then, and this is the proof where we see that the halacha was like Rav Nachman, then this guy who lost because of what Rav Nachman said that there's the idea about where he only has witnesses that he ate for 3 years. This guy's witnesses that he ate for 3 years and that it was from his father. So as Rav Nachman said, so that guy is better off and we believe him because on that point he wasn't contradicted. So the other guy who was losing because of the Pesach of Rav Nachman then brought witnesses, the Avasehi, that he also brought witnesses now that it was also from his father. Oh, now both of them, it's an even playing field. Now both of them ultimately have now witnesses that they ate in this field the past 3 years and that they inherited from their father. Now, therefore, neither one has a greater position than the other one. And therefore, that retains the halacha, what's called kol da'al m'gavar. Whoever's stronger will win. Like Rav Nachman says later on, Amad Beis, when you have no specific point to show whose it is one over the other, the one who's stronger wins. So Amar Rav Nachman said, oh, okay, now this guy, even at the playing field, Anan Achtine, we demoted him. We first took him away and said, no, you don't get it, because this guy, even though he's contradicted from his point of his witnesses of the eating of the Shnei Chazaka, but he has the point of Avasei more than the other one. But now, Anan, Maskinle. So now says Rav Nachman, but now we're going to bring it back up. Because, in other words, we're not going to give it to him, but we can't not hold one guy stronger than the other, since now, ultimately, their testimonies are both equal. Because now this guy also has the element of Avasa, that it's also from his father. Moreover, says Rav Nachman, Lezilusa de Beidina, that regarding the degradation of the courts, that maybe people are going to start laughing in the courts, and says, ha, the courts, they contradict themselves, like one big joke. First they say it's not his, then they say maybe it is his. Says Rav Nachman, Lo Chashinu, but that we're not concerned, we're into truth, honesty. And therefore, even if it might seem like something that it might be degrading for the courts, even though we took him away and said it can't be his, now that he brought witnesses, we say that maybe it could be his, and then we'll say, called Alm Gavar. Now that Masab Rava asked, Vitamid, some say it was Rabbi Ze'er who asked, from the following Brisa, regarding a woman that her husband went overseas. Then there came Shnayim Oimer Mace. Two witnesses came and said that your husband passed away, which means she can get remarried. And another set of witnesses is not true. He didn't die. You cannot. You're still an Eish HaSish. Or the case would be Shnayim Emrim Nisgarsha. Two witnesses came and said that this woman was already divorced when her husband was still alive, and therefore, although now she died without any children, she doesn't have to yibum to her brother-in-law. And two other witnesses come and say that no, she wasn't divorced, and therefore, since she died without any children, she has to do yibum. Or another explanation that Rashbam explains is. Or, for example, if let's say her husband was still alive, but they're just saying if she got divorced or not, that she could be permitted to marry other people. One pair of witnesses says she was divorced, one says not. So says the Braisa, Harizu Loi Tinase. She's not allowed to go ahead and marry someone else because you have two opposite two. You have two witnesses saying she could get married, two witnesses say she cannot. And the woman maintains, because of the doubt, her chazaka of being forbidden to marry another man because of her Isra Eish HaSish. But says the Tanakhama, Vimnisis Loitese. But if ultimately, after the fact, if she did get married, then she doesn't have to leave that new husband. But although initially you cannot do that, but after the fact, she doesn't have to remove herself. Now, the Gemara in Perek Ishish and the Armel over there asks that ultimately there is two against two. And therefore, whichever man she's getting married to is going to have intimate relations with her, he's going to have to bring a carbon Ashen Tali because he really doesn't know if she permitted him or not. And that the Gemara says over there from Rav Sheish is that it's Tumah where she actually got married to one of the witnesses who verified and said that her husband did die. So though there's a pair of witnesses who's refuting, but he knows for sure that the husband was dead, therefore he doesn't have to bring Ashram Tali. But then the Gemara still asks, but the woman herself wouldn't have to bring Ashram Tali because she doesn't know. Because although this guy who married her says, I saw your husband dead, but another two witnesses said that he wasn't dead. And that the Gemara answers that it's Tumah where she says, I'm confident, I know for sure that my husband died. I have reasons to believe that, and since she's confident, she wouldn't bring an Ashram Tali either. Says the opinion of the Tana Kama. Rabbi Nachman Rabbi Yisim, he says, no, Teitze. Even if she got married to this new husband, because of the Suffolk Isser Esha Sish, and she has a Cheskes Isser, she has to remove herself from that new husband. Now, Amar Menachem Rabbi Yisi, he clarifies. He says, Emasani Omer Teitze, when did I say that the woman has to leave the new husband? That's Bizman, that's at a time Shabo Edim, where the second pair of witnesses who had said that the husband did not die, that they first came, and only subsequently did she go ahead and get married to this guy. Therefore, she has to leave because she got married in a prohibited way. Because had she asked the court when she was about to get married, could she get married or not? They would say, you cannot. Because although there's a pair of witnesses says that he's dead, a few days later, before you got married, a pair of witnesses says that he didn't die. And therefore, they cancel each other out. You can't go ahead and get married to someone else. Avol nisses, but says Rav Nachman Rabbi Yisi, if let's say she first got married based on the testimony of the witnesses who said that her husband was dead, which based on that the courts allowed her to get married, and va'achekach bo edim, and only after she was married did another pair of witnesses come and say that no, he's still alive, there harezuloi teitz. In such a situation, she doesn't have to leave her new husband. Why? Because we're concerned that it's going to make a mockery out of the courts. The court said she could get married, she gets married. The courts say now, no, she has to leave that marriage. What's going on over here? So because of that concern, if it was for sure forbidden, then of course we'd make her leave. But it's not, it's a suffix. So out of that we say that we maintain that as we had originally paskin, the woman could stay married because we don't want it to be one big joke about what the court says. Now, that's difficult, says Rava or Reb Ze'era from this Braisa. Not like Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, we're not concerned for Zilus of the Beidina. Here we see clearly, we let the woman stay, which is a possible Issa Eishas Ish, because of Zilus of the Beidina. So Amalei, Rav Nachman responded, he says, Anos Savri Lemevet Uvda. I had thought that I was going to do this, what I had said before, that we had demoted this guy, and then we could bring him back, because although he was only said that he had the which contradicted the other one's witnesses, and this guy had the witnesses of his father, but then later on this guy brought also witnesses of his father, so I thought that we could then even at the playing field again and say call them a gevar, and that we don't have to be concerned for the degradation of the courts. And that says the Gemara, says Rav Nachman hashta desvisan at, but now that you refuted me from this brisa, and va'isvan Rav Amnuna b'Surya, so to Rav Amnuna in Surya, he also refuted me from this brisa of Rav Nachman and the Rabbanan. So, loyavdin ba'uvda, so you're right, I can't base my halacha on that idea. And once we remove this guy, the guy who had originally the testimony of it being from his father, he gets to maintain the land. Right, I can't bring the other guy back now to say, kal dalm gevar, because it would make a joke, a mockery of the courts. In spite of what he just said, says the Gemara, nafak avad, Rav Nachman went out and did, uvda, the hipaskin da halacha, based on what he had originally said, and he was not concerned for the degradation of the court. Now, man de chaza savatusa hibiyade. Whoever saw Rav Nachman do this thought that he made a mistake. First of all, that he didn't remember the brisa which contradicted him, and moreover, that he said that he's not going to do it, and then he went and he did it. And says the Gemara of Allah, but it's not the case. El mishum detalya ba'ashe ravit, but rather it's because he relied on these large and strong ropes, which, as the Gemara will explain in the next daf, it's referring to great Tanoim, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that all of them, as the Gemara will conclude from Rav Ashi at the end of the Gemara's discussion, that they all held that we're not concerned for the Zilus of the Beit Din, for the degradation of the courts. And even though we said one thing, but when we find that the truth is otherwise, or we have to revert our positions, then we do it, and we're not concerned for the honor of the court. We go on what the truth is, and therefore, Rav Nachman did follow what he originally said, that although when there was, although he holds in halacha that a pair of witnesses, even though contradicted on some element, but we will believe them in another area, even on the same testimony itself. So the one who had avasa and achlish nechazaka, and the other one had witnesses only achlish nechazaka, we're going to give it to the one who has the part of avasa. But ultimately, when the other guy went and brought witnesses also that it's his father's, now they're totally equal contradicted. So then he says that we could bring the guy back and say that he doesn't have an option and call them a gevar, because Zilus of the Beidina is actually loy cheshina.